even if only while committing other crimes. Even butting I don't think it's smart for us just to support anti-democratic hate thought slash intention crime as a matter of strategy.
Because to being a more civilized nation, and that there's something to being on the right side of history, even if that means more discord. Posted by angry This is what issue that the Tea Party, for all their silliness and vagaries, have avoided entirely. Okay, there's that. I was thinking more broadly about the far right, and there's already testimony from other commenters that the kind of blowback I had predicted is already. But yeah, the Tea Party, as far as it can.
Sounds like mission accomplished to me. Posted by long way to go at 4:02 p.m. on November the 24th for favorites.
Protections that the bill would give to women, men, the disabled, and heterosexuals. They appear to be concerned almost exclusively with protections given to persons of one sexual orientation, homosexuals. They are concerned that a person who verbally attacks gays or lesbians could be charged under the act if any violent or criminal act resulted from the speech. This appears to be a misinterpretation of the bill, because it can only be applied to a person who has actually committed the crime.
Defending a purveyor of hate on freedom of expression grounds doesn't make you hate.
They have protected speech under the First Amendment.
In the abstract sense, not talking about this speech in particular, but some arbitrary
class.
Group making comments
so,
about some type of person, you can imagine the existence
straight,
of violence
lesbian,
and sand,
etc.
Wherein it is possible to imagine
class.
The speech in a group
straight
as over the line,
LGBT
like a white
a
supremacist group, for example. Just imagine something so bad that everyone reads that they're over the line.
Local law
wherever the line
crimes prevention
at
Oscar Matthew Shepard and James
Burr,
Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, passed on October 28, 2009. It expanded the 1969 United States federal hate crime law to include.
Find something else to hate, because, you know, you have to bring in revenue. In this, I think the FRC and SPLC can be considered fellow travelers. If every group that the SPLC considers purveyors of went away tomorrow, I think Morrisleys would have to invent some new ones to keep the donations rolling in and his face in front of the cameras. It wouldn't surprise the cynic in me in the least to find that Dobson and Dees planned this whole thing over dinner to take their fundraising up a notch. Posted by Mike MC at 4:21 p.m. on November the 24th, really. There's no difference between the FRC and the Ku Klux Klan. The former is an active political lobbying group which works entirely within the legal system. The latter is a semi-secretive organization known for lynching people 50 years ago. And it's okay to put them in the same category, really. Fight. To answer your question, though, yes. Absolutely. Both organizations exist primarily for the purpose of promoting hatred and bigotry. Ipso facto, hate groups. Ken. They can also both be filed in the category political activists, American citizens, and groups what's got people in them. Oh knows, yes. Many very different things may be grouped together under the same umbrella. That is how categorization works.